Right, interview with Neil Dexter. Okay, so we've here now, after 2 days, there's been a lot of wickets here at Lord's. People complaining about the pitch. Somebody's played in it, bowled in it and batted on it. How much of it is the pitch and how much of it is just down to great bowling or pretty poor batting?
Yeah, I think the latter there. I think it's been down to some good bowling, I think, especially in the first innings. I think both teams bowled well, especially with the new ball. Because as the ball goes soft, the wicket becomes quite flat. And yeah, I would definitely not think it's been a bad wicket at all for the pitch inspectors to come by. I think it's been a good cricket wicket. There's been enough in it if the bowlers bend their back. But the ball hasn't done anything out of the ordinary. And yeah, it's just down to probably some good bowling and obviously some soft dismissals too from the batsmen.
How much of that kind of soft dismissal do you think would be down to maybe the 2020 factor kind of coming off the back of that?
Yeah, massively. I think a lot of the players, I know we've played a few games now, obviously with 2020 and then a four-day game in between a 2020 match. And I think a lot of the dismissals are a bit loose. A lot of the guys are pushing at balls in front of their pad and obviously finding the edge or getting bowled. And I think, yeah, that's definitely down to 2020 and obviously not much preparation time for the photo stuff, really. That's what it's down to, I reckon.
As a batsman, is that tough to kind of swap between formats so quickly, or do you just need the preparation time?
Yeah, it's preparation a little bit. I think it's more mindset, though. I think you can go out there still in that 2020 mindset. It's just about reining it in and realising it's the red ball and it does swing. And you've got to play it late, and I think that's all it is. You can have as much preparation time as you want, but it's basically your mindset. And no, Mark Rampakash, our batting coach, talks quite highly on that. It's about your mindset, especially when you've got no time to prepare.
Okay, on this game itself, you're pretty well set now, second innings. How close, you know, was the decision about maybe taking the extra half hour or not taking it? Was that ever in the consideration?
Yeah, I think Voges and Morgan had a chat about it. I think it's one of those. We were always up there with the rate, and then obviously the last couple of overs we fell behind, and obviously we would have liked to have had the eight overs because we had the momentum. But then, yeah, they seemed to change the ball and their ball quite well, and the ball swung a bit more. We did think about it, but at the end of the day, we'll take a position we're in at the moment.
So whose decision? Would that have been your decision as captain, or you, Gus, or would that be in the batsman out there?
I'd like to think it's us, but I think it's down to the umpires at the end of the day. They've got to understand. They've got to believe that the game's going to be finished. And by the way, we were playing, it probably didn't think that. I think you can always have a word with the umpires, and I think they're quite keen to have a day off. But as I said, we're happy where we are at the moment, and obviously turn up in the morning and knock them off.
Yeah, I was going to say, looking now at this kind of season as a whole, you beat Sussex last time up and hopefully finish it off against Durham tomorrow. How much belief is there in the squad that you can really go on and challenge for the title and hopefully win it?
Yeah, definitely. I think we had a bit of a lull patch against Yorkshire. Obviously that game against Sussex at home where we couldn't bowl them out. And then obviously losing to Yorkshire, we just lost a bit of momentum. And I think that 2020 period, although it can do some teams badly, it's done us all right. Obviously we had a losing result against Warwickshire, but then we bounced back well against Sussex, and I think that was a massive win for us, just for confidence and that belief, as you say. But I think it's hopefully get this win here, but we've still got a lot of cricket in. We don't want to look too far ahead. I think we've just got to keep our heads down, and we can't afford to lose another game. Basically, we've got to keep winning.